Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I want to welcome you here to The Remix and joining us in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to you guys all out there. I want to give out the call-in number for tonight. It's many ways that you can get yourself over. Come join us in the forum and listen to the share tonight. One of the ways is by coming on over, simply going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and you can come on in. The chat room is open. And the chat room is open, and you can find yourself in there. Or you can call in 646-652-2711 and get yourself locked in to The Remix. However you decide to come on over, definitely come on over. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. Is that better? I want to make sure that you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear. Welcome to Remix, everyone. Peace and greetings. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in The Remix. All right. All right.
I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow.
Yes.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy to see successful guests. Promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. We're going to try this again and see if you guys can hear me nice and clear. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I want to welcome you to the platform tonight. It is Friday night, January 31st, 2014. And of course, of course, of course, you are live in The Remix. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome to The Remix.
I do want to invite you to come on over and join us in the platform. You can come on over if you want to chat and chill with us. You can certainly do that. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheMix, and the chat room is open. I see you guys getting yourself all situated there, and the Remix family is in the house, so definitely bring yourself on over and come on in the chat room and join us there. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. And know that if you're a guest, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up and tell us who you are. And you can come on in. The Remix family is there. It'll keep you connected with all things of the Remix, and join us there. As well as you can listen on the phone line. So I want to give out that phone call-in number for everyone out there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Just press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and when it's time, we're going to be taking some calls tonight, joining us in the forum tonight, and always an honor to have Dr. Yu come join us. He's a holistic practitioner, and he's going to be joining us here live tonight. He is certainly not a stranger to the Remix, and definitely consider him family. The bread brings a wealth of knowledge, and we're going to be talking about some things here this evening. Emotional healing. And this is the message that Dr. Yu is going to be sharing with us today. And so we will be taking your calls as well. And I want to just remind our international listeners who are out there listening from all over the world that if you want to listen, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in right here to the Remix. Also, I want to remind you that you can definitely download tonight's show as well as all of the Remix shows. They are certainly available for you, and you can have access to years and years and years and years and years of archives. So anything that you want to talk about, any subject, all of that information is there for you guys. I want to welcome our international listeners out there listening, and we'll be getting some international shots out here in just a moment because we see you guys listening from all over the world. Don't forget, you can also Skype in. That's a way that you can get to the show and Skype in as well. So peace and greetings, Remix family. We're going to take care of a little bit of business here. Hopefully, no matter what part of the planet, what part of the world you're in, whether it's daytime, nighttime, or whatever time it is, that it finds you in a place of peace and joy. And certainly, that's what you're going to get a big dose of here tonight. It's a lot of cold weather going on out there, especially in the Western Hemisphere. Some of the other parts of the world, you guys are used to that, but it has been some extreme things going on all over. It's warming up today, and that's a thing, too. All of those things are needed. And so it's good to have the family here, the Remix family. Big shouts out to everyone listening out there, and welcome to our new listeners. Love to get the emails from you guys and connect with you on Facebook there and all other platforms for you guys letting me know that you're out there listening all over the world. So it's so good to just have you guys in the house. Want to give a big shout out to everyone who's self-invested. Going to ring the bell. We got some new members who are self-invested. So that's for all of our self-invested family. If you want to know more about that, you can definitely click the link. All the informations are available in the show host, show notes here, and you can find out about being self-invested. We got a powerful share tomorrow. Dr. Yu actually is going to be in self-invested tomorrow, and you'll get to hear about that a little later on in the share. He's going to be talking about herbs and really kind of giving you ways that you can promote healing for yourself, your family, and your community, all kinds of things. So it's going to be a Remix first for Dr. Yu to be in self-invested, and we are so excited to have him there tomorrow. So Know that it's the weekend, so the Kim deck and the Kim orders are going out. Snow is kind of slowing some things down, but everything is still moving. Welcome to the remix. We're not going to take much time because we've got a lot of things that we're going to be covering here. We're going to give some international shouts out, some hugs and kisses to all my wonderful, lovely, powerful priestess out there, and to all the sisters in the priestesshood, and to all of you out there listening. To all of you out there listening. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music. We're actually going to listen to we're going to listen to two songs. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, listen to some music, and then we're going to get right into the share, because Dr. Yu is here, and definitely we got a lot of things that we're going to be covering, and I'm sure that he wants to share with you guys about emotional healing, about facing your fears and healing yourself emotionally.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Have you needed to know someone? reckless thing, you know it. They don't love you like I do. Say you're moving on, well, I guess that's just emotion. I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. I don't have a fuck to give. I've been moving state to state in my leather and my Tims like it's 1998. And my dog Chubby Chub, that's my nigga from the way. On the east side of the city, that's where everybody stay. Seem like everybody calling cause they want me on their song. It's like every time I touch it, I can never do no wrong. When they need a favor from your man, they don't leave you alone. I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. Then their phone doesn't ring when they got everything. That's emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. Looking back on it, at least my pride is intact. Cause we said no strings attached and I still got tied up in that. Everything that I write is either for or about her. So I'm with her even when I'm here without her. And she know it, the girl that I wanna save is like a danger to my health. Try being with somebody that wanna be somebody else. I always thought she was perfect when she was being herself. Don't even know how to help, but I guess that's just emotion. She'll probably come around, she'll never settle down. That's the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion. I guess that's just the motion.
Everyone, welcome to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. We're going to go ahead and bring on Dr. You. I want to welcome you guys here to the remix tonight and everyone out there listening. Tonight, Dr. You is going to be joining us and talking about emotional healing, facing your fears. So let's get ready. Let's go ahead and bring on Dr. You, who is definitely not a stranger here in the remix. Peace and greetings to you, Dr. You.
Hey, peace, Sister Blue. How's everything?
Everything is wonderful, certainly even better now. And interesting, we're talking about this topic, emotional healing, which is one that everyone is really, really very much connected to. And we're going to get right into the share. We do have new listeners who are out there listening, and some of them, this is their first time hearing you on the remix. So I want to start out and talk about the work you do, because you do it so well, and you've been doing it for quite a while for brothers and sisters all over the world, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, well, I'm Dr. U is what I go by. My full name is Yuma Bellamy. I'm a holistic health consultant, formerly registered as a naturopath in Washington, D.C., and I help people with just maintaining and improving their overall well-being from a holistic perspective, holistic meaning from a spiritual, mental, physical, and environmental standpoint. You know, so I'm also an herbalist and performing artist with spoken word, hip-hop, and with African drumming and percussion in general, musician. So in a nutshell, that's pretty much who I am and what I do.
Yes, and beautiful. And even in your description, because tonight we're going to be talking about emotional healing, how important is it to bring the holistic aspect into emotional healing, and why is that something that you feel at this time is important for us to begin to focus our attention on?
Oh, well, yeah, the holistic aspect is very, very important with when we're dealing with anything, really, because we're whole people. All of those different aspects, the spiritual component, the mental component, the physical component, and our environment, our community, our society, all of that makes up who we are, how we feel, and contributes to our overall state of well-being or health. You know, so it's important that when we look at any type of health issue or health topic, that we look at it from all of those different perspectives and not isolate just one thing, because where you have one, you have the other, you know, in some respect or another. Just as the saying goes, when it comes down to certain religious philosophy, you know, they say as is above is below, you know, so it's the same thing with holistic health. If it's affecting you physically, it's affecting you mentally, spiritually, and environmentally also. And so that's just the flow and the cycle of energy and the way that energy works, you know. And so when we understand or come to grips with our own energy and learn how we cannot ignore those other aspects of who we are, you know, then we can really begin to heal and address everything in its completeness.
Yes, and that is true. I definitely have found that in my work as well. I want to talk to you about why this is sort of a taboo subject when it comes to emotional well-being, when it's so much of who we are as human beings. But why is there so much shun around this thing, particularly when it comes to healing, when it comes to the emotional aspects of us as human beings?
Well, it's a taboo subject in many cases because we are often taught to suppress how we feel.
Yes.
And or to be ashamed of how we feel. Or, you know, and it's a time now where there are a lot of basically things that are the opposite of that are surfacing, but it's the extreme opposite, so it's still an imbalance, you know. So instead of suppressing it all away, somebody may come out and overexpress, you know, or express things in ways that are not healthy for themselves, you know, because it has to, in some way or another, emotions have to come out, you know. That's just how it is. That's who we are, you know, it's part of who we are, and so it's going to display itself in some way or another. How it displays itself is up to us, you know, and if we continue to suppress it, we can try to do that, but it's going to come out in other ways. Sometimes it may come out in people's behavior. It may come out in, you know, the way that we relate to each other. It may come out in, you know, self-destructive type tendencies.
Yes.
It may come out in harmful type tendencies to others, you know, or it may come out as just, you know, general outbursts or physical ailments. So there's so many different ways that it can manifest itself and come out to the surface, you know, but we want to be able to direct that. You know what I mean? As opposed to just feeling powerless with it, you know, and feeling that our emotions control us. You know, we have the ability to direct our emotions and to use them to our benefit. You know,
yes.
And that's really what it's all about.
Yes. Well, this is definitely one of my favorite subjects to talk about. I love emotions, and I know that everything has its own unique emotion because everything is made out of energy, which is so much connected to emotions as well. I want to talk about this because this is so important, Dr. Yu, and I know this is what you deal with a lot. I want to talk to you. We have people listening from all ages, all walks of life, and all over the world. What are some of the signs? Because we you know, our body sends us signals. What are some of the signs that someone may have an emotional imbalance? What have you found to be the key signs to look for if you're suffering from some sort of extreme emotional imbalance?
Well, one of the things is that you'll feel a lack of some people, and it can differ because there's different sides of the spectrum, you know, different sides of the same coin, you know. So an imbalance can be on either side, you know, just like a seesaw. Like if you have one person on one side of the seesaw and nobody's on the other side, doesn't matter which side you're on, you know, it's still going to sink. And so we want to make sure that we look at it from a balanced perspective. So somebody who is sad all the time, for example, you know, or has a persistent feeling of sadness or anger or frustration or things like that, where it's like very, very consistent, you know, and it's a difficult feeling to get rid of, any type of negative emotion, quote unquote. That's definitely a sign. On the opposite side of things, if somebody is too ecstatic all the time,
you know what I mean?
Like, doesn't matter what happens, but they always have, and it's, a lot of times it's not genuine. You know, when people feel that type of way, it's not genuine. And that's the most dangerous thing about it, because when it's not genuine, there's going to be a crash somewhere.
Right.
And so other things are like, you know, so I mentioned sadness and frustration, anger, irritability that comes over small matters, loss of interest in things that you would normally be interested in, reduced sex drive, you know, could be a definite sign as well.
Yeah.
Excessive sleeping or not being able to go to sleep or having trouble going to sleep or staying asleep, changes in appetite, whether it can be, you know, eating too much or you feel that you don't, you know, you just don't have an appetite. Restlessness, angry outbursts, you know, delayed or slowed thinking, having trouble to think. Or thinking too much, you know, processing thoughts too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, oh, you're trying to juggle a whole bunch of stuff in your mind at the same time, and not really giving anything its proper or due attention. Indecisiveness, being easily distracted and having decreased concentration, fatigue or tiredness and lack of energy, feeling worthless or guilty, you know. For some people, they can get as serious as suicidal thoughts,
yes.
Crying spells for no apparent reason, or maybe you may have a reason for it, but, you know, crying spells that's consistent.
Laughing spells, that's just spontaneous.
Yeah, right, on the other side of the spectrum, you know. So those are some of the major things that you can definitely look for when it comes down to emotional imbalances.
Yes, and really some good places to begin to look, because sometimes they can really that themselves. And I know we'll get into that a little later and touch on a lot of these. But this kind of gives you guys out there listening just kind of a broad spectrum. Of course, this is going to be on an individual basis because a lot of it has to do with who you are. And so that's what I want to talk about next, Dr. Yu. And if you can speak about this, talk about some of the ways that this can be influenced, things like the environment, your diet, the food you eat, you know, place that you live, you know, thoughts that you engage in, and just everyday stress of the mind and just kind of living on the planet. But talk about some of these things, because I think this is a subject that we don't talk about too much. It is impacting every area of our lives. And sometimes it's difficult to feel that something you may be eating may be causing you to become emotional imbalance. A place that you reside may be causing you to be emotionally imbalanced. So can you talk about that and maybe some of the cases you've seen and how these things can impact us?
Well, absolutely. And I want to say to start the statement out that stress is holistic.
Yeah.
You know, that means that, you know, again, dealing with everything from all of the perspectives of who we are. You know, so stress is not limited to just what we think or what we feel, you know, but stress is also physical. There's physical forms of stress. So eating the wrong types of foods, the foods that are not compatible with our bodies or with our energetic makeup even, because food is still energy also. It gets processed into energy.
Yeah.
And so it's very important to look at it from that standpoint also. Everything that we are dealing with is energetic, and the foods that we eat are energetic also. So they're either going to do one of two things. They're going to contribute to a positive energy for us. They're going to energize us. They're going to give us nutrients and nourishment that's going to help us. And on a physiological level, you know, dealing with the brain, because our brain feeds directly off of the nutrients that we get from our foods.
Yeah.
You know, so it's either going to help to enhance that process or it's going to take away from that process. It's going to deplete our energy. And these are foods that typically are very hard for our bodies to digest, to break down. And it takes so much energy away from us just to deal with these foods that it takes away from the brain, it takes away from many of the nutrients that we have stored that help with our normal nervous system function. You know, so it's very important to eat the right foods in terms of maintaining your emotional health as well. And I do have, I have had quite a few clients over the years who I know have made some changes to their ways of eating, and it's helped them out drastically. Those who are going through depression, you know, even though I don't really like to call out names of ailments, so to speak, you know what I mean? But people who were clinically depressed and were on actual psychotropic drugs and, you know, things of that nature that would alter their mood and emotion, which really just makes them kind of zombified, you know. But, you know, they've gotten with me and I've made recommendations for them, holistic recommendations, but foods definitely play a huge part. And many of them noticed that when they started changing the way that they were eating, they could pretty much feel different results, better results for them within days. You know, and so it's that powerful to make sure that we are mindful of what it is that we're putting in our mouths and what it is that we're contributing to our overall being, you know, from that physical standpoint as well. Exercise is definitely another component as well. You know, a lot of people who are going through emotional imbalances, they also don't exercise. They're not active in anything. And not being active, you know, leaves stagnant energy, you know, energy that's just not moving. And anytime something is not moving, you have like a decay or something that's leading to a death, so to speak. You know, so it's very important to keep yourself moving as well. And, of course, environment is definitely a big part because who and what we surround ourselves with definitely has an influence on us. It doesn't control us necessarily, but it has a huge influence. So if you're surrounded by a bunch of people who are constantly degrading you, telling you what you can't do, you can
right.
be the strongest person in the world, but eventually, you know, something is going to probably seep through.
Yes.
You know, because and it's going to take a toll on you because it's just hard to put a defense up against everything around you. You know what I mean? It's like you're being attacked from surround sound, as I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you can fight off but so much, you know, but we still, you know, can be subject to have that influence us in a negative way. You know, and so it's very, very important, you know, especially if you're compromised. You know, for people who are very strong and, you know, that can even be challenging for somebody who's strong, you know,
yes.
emotionally speaking. But when you're compromised already and you're surrounded by a bunch of negative energies, you're definitely a lot more prone to fall into a negative state of being, you know. So we want to make sure that we have the right environment around us, and not just in terms of people, but also in terms of what, you know, our surroundings, period, you know, our location.
Yes.
Do we get out in nature, or are we confined to a room? Are
That's
we confined
right.
to an office space? Are we confined to our cars or a vehicle? Are we confined to the inner cities? You know what I mean? To the projects.
Right.
You know, as opposed to somewhere that has a beautiful landscape, or somewhere that's like a park, or somewhere that brings us peace, going by the water, you know, being in somewhere that has clear air, and all of these different aspects. You know, there's so many different scenarios that can be brought to the forefront, you know, but all of that is definitely very important in the terms of healing.
Yes. And in the terms of just looking at it from a holistic point of view, you covered quite a few of those, but one of the other components is the spiritual aspect. Can you talk about
yes.
that and how effective you've seen that to be in emotional healing?
Yes, indeed. Spirit is key because the spirit is what we have, what we all have inside of us. And I like to break this when I talk about spirit, because a lot of times people tend to confuse spirituality and religion. And I want to be clear, when I say spirit, I'm talking about the component of a consciousness, an inner consciousness, knowing an energy that we all contain and a direction and our ability to direct ourselves accordingly. You know, and so when we are lacking spiritually, a lot of times we have a certain direction that we want to go, and we're not following that path. We're not leading that path. You know what I mean? And that's very, very important for us to do that, or else we're always going to feel down no matter what it is that we do, or we're always going to have an imbalance. You know, so having, determining, and keeping a direction, you know, that fits us, that fits who we are, spiritually speaking, you know, with our, that agrees with our consciousness, is very important. And a lot of I would say most people that I know are really not on that path. Even those who claim to be spiritual, or those who claim to be, you know, whatever faith or spiritual practice that they follow, they're still not on that path.
Right. So true. Yes. Yes. Very, very key. That is one of the key components. When it comes to emotion, I've been screaming this, I think, since I've learned about emotion. I feel that as people, we need to be retaught about what we feel about emotions. And I want you to speak to that as in terms of good and bad emotion. Is there such a thing?
I wouldn't say there's a such thing as good and bad emotions, because all emotions play a purpose. You know,
yes.
they all have a purpose in our lives. There are reasons why we are angry, and we should be angry sometimes. You know, and then there are reasons why we are sad, you know, and there are reasons why we are happy, of course, and there are reasons why we may be hurt by something. you know, but it's all relative. And, you know, a balance of all of those things help us to appreciate life more and help us to be more balanced individuals. They help us to learn the lessons that we need to learn. And so we can elevate to a higher spiritual plane, you know.
Yes.
So it's all of those different things can play a part. But, you know, again, the thing to watch for is the imbalance, you know, not to say, you know, like if you're crying, that's not a bad thing. It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, child, elder.
Right.
You know, crying is not a bad thing. That's a form of release. A lot of us don't cry enough.
So true,
you know,
so true.
But when it comes down to, you know, again, the consistency of it, having to do that or feeling the need to do that every day, a few times a day, then something is not right in your life. You know, and those are the things that you want to talk about. Well, why is that? What am I not happy about? What is it that I feel the need to release this often?
Yes.
You know, and the same thing with anger. You know, like, for example, there are a lot of injustices that happen on a daily basis in our country. Racism, if you want to go there, you know, if you want to go into police and the law and, you know, politics and so many, you know, relationships, et cetera, all of those different things, you know, can cause anger or can cause hurt. But if this is something that's consistent, you know, we have to start to look at our lives and our life patterns and how it is that we are directing that, how we're influencing that, or what we're allowing to come in. You know, so that's what I would say in terms of that. There's no bad emotion, and there's no, you know, there's no bad emotion, but everything just needs to be a balance, and you want to make sure that you're looking at if there is an imbalance. And you can tell when something is wrong, typically, even when we suppress it,
yes.
You can tell something is wrong. Just to pay attention to that and look at the life patterns or the lifestyle pattern that you have and how that may be influencing it, and look at how to go about adjusting those things.
Yes, beautiful. I want to talk about this because I found this to be true, and I really want to hear what your take is. I think we can learn so much from children and how they handle their emotion, especially when it comes to them expressing it. What do you think the difference is, or have you found the difference to be, of how children naturally express their emotions and adults, how we express our emotions?
Well, yeah, definitely. Children, before they are taught, you know, because we have to make that distinction, because children can be conditioned and are often conditioned,
and
then they start to express their emotions the way that adults do, or sometimes they have other ways of expressing their emotions, too, in terms of acting out and things of that nature. But how they normally would express their emotions, you know, is the way that our natural program is. You know, they laugh when they feel something is funny, or they're happy. They smile, you know, when they're sad. They don't try to smile to cover up their sadness. You know, they don't try to laugh to cover up their crying. They don't try to do what's against their own nature. You know what I mean? So adults, we have a way a lot of times of trying to cover up for fear of looking or appearing to be a certain way or feeling a certain way about our emotions, you know, whether we feel ashamed of it, as I mentioned earlier, you know, or appearing to be weak. A lot of times, especially with us men, you know, expressing emotions in ways like crying or ways like, you know, being sad or what have you, you know, are ways that are deemed by other men or by society to be weak or a show of weakness. And it's not that at all. You know, everybody has these emotions. This is a normal process, you know, and by suppressing it, it leads to unhealthy habits. It leads to unhealthy emotions, emotional buildup, you know, which turns toxic inside of the body energetically and actually manifests itself pretty often in physical ways.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, one of the things that I like about children when they express their emotions and, like you said, before they've been taught or programmed, naturally children are honest and they don't shift the blame. They don't shift the blame. They stay in the present. And so, you know, with us as adults, sometimes we can become so destructive with our thoughts. And even when it comes to us doing things like saying affirmations or having positive thought, we're still sort of kind of shifting the blame, which kind of makes everything the same. If a child is mad and something's wrong, what they normally will say is, I'm mad, I'm mad. They will keep saying that, as well as an adult will say, I can't believe this motherfucker did this shit to me. You know, so they're shifting the blame, you understand? So the child really gets the honesty out of it, because children are so truthful, and they, you know, when they're in their natural state of expressing that they learn how to take the ownership, and that causes the energy to move out of their body a lot more freely. I want to talk about three categories, and I know, Dr. Yu, you've seen this and dealt with this on many different levels. I know I certainly have, but I think this is going to be beautiful for you to speak on this, because that behavior that you were speaking about, children and how they express themselves as opposed to adults, really kind of shifts. And you can see the shifts in adults who have had unhealthy ways of expressing emotions, because like you said, there's no bad or good emotion, and I truly know that. It's all about the energy in you, and the energy needs to freely flow. Talk about becoming the victim, victimizing, and being the rescuer, because these are totally... Yeah, I know you're going to get it in on this. You know, these are typically what I see, and I want to hear your take on just these categories here and how you see them playing out.
Wow. That's like, where do I start? I guess we'll start with the victim aspect. I definitely see that a lot. You know, the victim aspect, where someone does not take ownership for anything. Anything that happens with them happens to them. And so this can be in terms of a relationship pretty often. I definitely see it in that, but it can also be in terms of the cycle of life. If they get fired from their job, it's not, oh, well, I went to work late and, you know, I cursed my boss out. He was like, can you believe he fired me? After all, you know, it's never taken ownership. And that definitely is an unhealthy cycle to be in, because it is a cycle. It's something that people tend to repeat often and over and over and over again. And because they tend to repeat it over and over again, they keep themselves in that cycle. You know, because they never realize that by them doing that, they're taking the power out of their own hands to change whatever pattern is going on. You know, so when people take ownership and they realize that, well, I am the one who directs, you know, and I'm going to keep reemphasizing and reiterating that word direct, you know, because, again, we're talking about spirit. So when people can take ownership and say, I'm the one that directs my fate, I'm the one that directs what it is that's going to happen with me as opposed to happen to me, you know, then you can start to see a shift in that cycle, because the energy is shifted from just accepting anything that comes your way, even though even though ultimately you are directing it, but you're not taking ownership of directing it. It's just like you're driving a car and you don't know where you're going, but when you get there, you complain. You know, so that's definitely a cycle that I see a lot.
Yeah.
Now, the victimizer. Wow. So the victimizer is usually the one who wants to control. No, excuse me. That's That's the rescuer. The rescuer is the one who wants to control everything.
Everything.
Everything, no matter what it is. Things that have nothing to do with them.
The weather. You know, when the neighbor puts the trash can up.
Right. You know, and always, you know, looking outside of themselves again. So this is the same pattern, but it's just different sides of the same, you know, coin again. You know, it's like one is like, okay, well, I'm just hands off of it. You're still directing it, and you're still, but you want to be more hands off in terms of how you feel about it. But everybody, the rescuer wants to be more hands-on in terms of how they feel about it. And they feel like everybody should conform to whatever their ideal is. And that's not just not realistic because everybody's their own person, you know. So no matter what, and many of us, and I say us because I can say myself included, as healers or healing facilitators, we tend to fall into that category.
We do,
and
yes.
Many people who have more nurturing energy tend to fall into that category. You know, and it's important for us to recognize that we cannot control everybody else around us, no matter how much we love them, no matter how much we may want the best for them, no matter how well we may see that others can do things better than they're doing it. We can't control that. We can't direct that. That's outside of our realm and outside of our jurisdiction, you know, and we have to accept that. So when we don't accept that, we wind up draining ourselves and becoming frustrated. We have a lot of anger buildup, you know, and so that's not healthy neither. The victimizer, you know, people that usually will start out in roles of being a victim.
Yes.
and eventually over time, they develop a way of victimizing others, you know, in order to make themselves feel better, in order to compensate for something that they feel that they lacked or something that they feel was done to them or a situation that they feel that they were placed in. You know, that they want, you know, as the saying goes, and I want to give a shout to my sister now this way, Queen Afi, who runs an organization called Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags.
Beautiful.
And she says, hurt people hurt people.
That's right, like bullying. You see that. That's a classic case of almost every single bully has been bullied or is being bullied in some way. And so that's so true. Hurt people hurt other people. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, you see that in bullying and domestic violence, you know, in molestation, rape, you know, all of those different types of scenarios. And people who are overly aggressive, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be at home, you know, it's all the same cycle, you know. And so that's an emotional state that can only be corrected by really addressing, you know, what it is that caused you to be that way or influenced you to be that way and being able to release that.
Yes.
From a holistic standpoint.
Mm, beautiful. Well, we have so many of you guys on the phone lines. I see you're pressing one. You have your questions for Dr. Yu, and we certainly will be getting to those in just a minute here. We'll open up the phone lines. I do want to invite you guys to take a look, go over to Dr. Yu's website. If you have not, www.yew360.com. It's u360.com. Dr. Yu is available for consultations. It doesn't matter where you live on the planet. Trust me,
absolutely,
he will find a way to get to you.
Absolutely.
And one of the other things
as well.
That's right. So consultations are available for your healing. Please do not think that you're limited by space or even by time, because you can get the help that you need. And really, even if you feel you're in a good place, kind of facilitate that and continue to stay in balance where you are. Also, the other thing is maybe you want to do a workshop. Maybe you think this is something for your community, your country, or where you are. Dr. Yu is available to travel, to come to where you are. You definitely want to reach out to him. Go to the website. You'll see his email address to contact him as well. Maybe you have a group or organization that you're a part of, and you're looking for someone to come in to talk about health, holistic health. He's your man, you guys. Definitely, you want to reach out to Dr. Yu and have him do that. So www.yew360.com is how you're going to get in touch with Dr. Yu. I want to ask one more question, and then I think it'll be a perfect time to kind of take some of the callers' questions. This is the other thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about past, present, and future, and how that plays a role in being in balance. How is it that not being present, how can that impact you?
Well, a lot of us are in the positions that we're in because of holding on to the past, or because we're constantly worried about the future. So the future brings worry. The past is things that we just haven't let go of, you know, and so that brings typically frustration, sadness, you know, those types of emotions like that, whereas the future brings more so worry. And so when we're staying in the present, we're always focusing about what it is that we can do now that will impact now and the immediate future. The past doesn't serve us anymore because it already happened. The only way that the past can serve us is we take what happened in the past and we learn from it, and we use that presently to move forward. You know, and that's one of the things that people tend to have the most trouble with. I want to kind of use that. I want to segue into real quick into the different organs, you know, that can hold emotions.
Yes. Yes, beautiful.
Just for anybody who may not be familiar with that, the kidneys will tend to hold the emotion of fear. You know, mm-hmm. So for people who are scared to do something, they're always constantly in a state where they feel that, you know, they're stuck, so to speak, you know, because they fear moving forward. You know, that's the kidneys and the kidney element, which is the water element. Then you have the liver, which holds anger and frustration. You know, so
yes.
For people who are constantly angry all the time, that's because their liver is holding that emotion. And a lot of times when these different organs are holding these emotions, and they become negative emotional patterns, that means on a physical standpoint that these organs are congested with waste. You know, so
yeah.
These are the things when you start to work on cleansing and detoxification, you know, a lot of times you may even notice that you'll have a lot of this emotion kind of like flushing at first, you know, just coming at you. Because it's being pulled out and it's coming out to the surface. But then as it gets eliminated, you'll notice those emotions start to subside. You have the spleen. The spleen deals with worry. You know, so that's when you're always thinking about the future. Always think something's going to happen. Always something bad is going to happen. And you have no real basis for it. That means that the spleen is out of balance. People who are going through grief and loss, you know, maybe a death has occurred or a transition, because I like to use the word transition as opposed to death. But a transition has occurred. You may have came out of some money. You may have come out of a job. You may have come out of a home. anything like that, you know, that usually affects the lungs. So anything that's dealing with, like, love, sadness, you know, those types of things typically will affect the heart. You know, so these are all different aspects of how emotions can affect us on a physical plane. And you can notice that a lot of people who are going through ailments that affect those different organs, and many people who I see personally have a multitude of those things going on.
Yeah.
You know, because there's just a lot that people, again, you know, have not addressed because they have not been taught to address emotions in a healthy way.
So
you
true.
Know, and so, yeah, you'll find a buildup of all of that or many of those different factors, and it'll manifest itself in physical ailments. So somebody who has, say, you know, diabetes with arthritic pain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It may be something dealing with the kidneys and with the heart aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, it's definitely very, very real. And many of you who are listening out there, if you do have physical ailments, I really challenge you to take a real look at yourself and take a look at your life and how the emotions, the things that you feel, you know, have impacted you.
Right.
In that way. And you'll find that a lot of that is definitely very true.
Yes, and, you know, that's one of the things that now science is catching up with, something that our ancestors understood from a long time ago, is that all illness really starts in the mind first, and it's manifested through emotions and how those emotions, like you were saying, play out in your body, because you can literally die from a broken heart. You know, and I know people hear that and say, you can die from a broken heart. You certainly can. Because when you're feeling these emotions, because of action in the body, when you're upset, extremely upset, your heart rate changes. Your breathing changes. Just like if you stay excited too long.
Yep.
I always think about that Viagra commercial that comes on when they say, if you are experienced this for longer than 7 hours, you need to go to the emergency room.
Go to a doctor.
They tell you that for very good reasons, because you can't stay overstimulated. That's not a good place to be either way. And I love the way you said that. It is about looking at both spectrums, not just looking at things that we deem to call negative, because sometimes you can get lost in that, because a lot of times the other side is what is masking what is going on really underneath the surface, you know, because we try to compensate for that. So I wanted to talk about the heart, because that pressure on your heart, and if you're constantly in a state of fear, like you were talking about, if you're constantly having anxiety attacks or you're constantly staying overstimulated, it causes stress on the organs in the body, and it can cause these blood vessels to break. This is a scientific fact, and you literally die from really having a heartbreak, sorrow, you know, joy. Of course, these are some of the energy that really causes good things to happen. But some of these things that if we stay in them too long, it's just not healthy for you mentally, physically, or even spiritually. I do want to open up the phone lines. We're having such a great conversation here. So many of you guys are on the phone lines, and I know you're loving the share. So if you have a question for Dr. Yu, call in 646-652-2711. If you're one of the international listeners who is listening, just dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711, or you can Skype in, and I see a couple of Skype calls here, so I will try to get you guys as well. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see, and we're just going to jump around here. Calling in from area code, 661, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Please. Greetings. Hello. Who's on the line?
Hello.
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 Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
How do I do it?
We can hear you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. We're talking to you. We are.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
we're
all excited, too.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line and where you're calling
from? So my name is Faye, and I'm calling from London.
Hi, Faye.
I can't tell you. My heart's beating so fast. I'm so excited because I've been listening for a while, and I just can't believe I got through today. It's so weird because on my way back from the gym, I was literally thinking about you and if I got through, what I would say to you. And I literally didn't know that I was going to ring today. I was just up making some shorts, and I thought, okay, I'm really tired. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning here, so I thought, let me try and use phone, my Scott. I'm rambling, aren't I? I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're okay. You are okay.
Glad you got through.
Yes.
Normally, English people don't get through, do they?
A lot of times they don't because there's so many people on the line, but I didn't go in order. I just kind of let the spirit lead me, and it went straight to you. So we are so glad you're on the line. We definitely want to hear from you and your question for Dr. Yu as well.
Okay. I'm quite interested in what you were talking about, actually, because, I mean, I've got so much I really want to ask you, but obviously I love you and what you do, and I've literally only been online, honestly, for about half an hour, but it was interesting in the sense that you were talking about the heart and emotions. And my dad passed away a few years ago, and he apparently had a heart attack. And he was quite an anxious person, and although he was lovely, he was worried a lot. And I think the news kind of helped him along the way there, plus other stuff.
Yeah.
But I can be quite anxious as well. And I think at the moment I'm worrying about quite a lot of stuff. And is there anything that I can take personally, and also for my mum as well? My mum's quite stressed out as well, so I've kind of lost my train of thought.
I think Dr. Yu got you. We got you right there, so you're in a good
Absolutely.
Space.
dealing with the emotion of worry is dealing with the spleen. And the spleen is kind of like a grounding force. I would say that's dealing with the earth element because it's more of a grounding force. And what the spleen does on a physical level is that it helps to dispose of basically like the dead blood cells, the things that are no longer needed in the body. So on an emotional level, the spleen kind of brings you back to the present because you don't need to worry about that. That doesn't serve you any purpose. That's kind of a dead issue because it's not even present. It's not alive at the moment.
Sorry, what do you mean? Say that again. Are you saying essentially there's no point worrying?
Yeah, like if you're worrying about the future constantly, you're worrying about something that hasn't happened. So it doesn't serve any real purpose, to worry about the future, So I was correlating that with the spleen and the function of the spleen. The spleen deals with things that really don't serve any purpose in the body, the cells in the body that don't serve any purpose, by helping with the spleen, the spleen kind of helps to ground you, bring you back to the present. There are certain, usually foods, in terms of foods, there are foods that are kind of like more sweet, naturally sweet in their taste, and they're typically very good for the spleen. So you're talking about especially your root vegetables like sweet potatoes and yams, things of that nature, beets, parsnips. Yes, all of those type of things like that, you know, are very good for the spleen. In terms of herbs, there's herbs like what they call adaptogenic herbs. Many of them are very good for the spleen also, which is like ginseng or licorice root, you know, those types of things like that.
That is so weird that you said licorice root, because a few seconds ago I was going to say licorice root. I've got licorice root powder. I've been taking that on and off for the last 2 weeks.
And that's beautiful. Because, you know, this is something, Dr. Yu has spoke about. I know you haven't been on there, and myself as well. If we get in a better position of listening to our body, it will tell us what we need to heal. And so you're just, that's just a divine confirmation to put you on the right track. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Thank you.
What about
Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Cut out then, sorry. And what about horehound? Because I know that horehound's good for mucus, and I've got fibroids as well. So I've been taking horehound.
Okay, you know what? Horehound is not typically associated with the spleen, but horehound is definitely a good herb to utilize as well for many different reasons. You know, of course, dealing with the mucus aspect, dealing with the fibroids, you know, the horehound is very good in terms of that. But the horehound also deals with the liver, you know, and the horehound also deals with the heart, you know. So things that are typically very bitter, you know, will help with the heart and will help with the liver, you know. So you're dealing with the liver, which is dealing with frustration, and dealing with the heart, you know, which bitter things typically will tend to strengthen the heart, you know. So that's bitter. Anything that's naturally bitter in this taste, if it's bitter vegetables, bitter fruit, you know, or bitter herbs, the same way, you know. So horehound, which is a very bitter herb, is definitely very beneficial. And in turn, a lot of things that will help the liver will also be very beneficial to the spleen as well, because it's part of the same system.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very, very much. Also, ashwagandha powder. What do you think about that? Sorry, am I talking too much?
No, not at all. Ashwagandha is another one that's very similar to, like, ginseng. So you can use that for similar purposes, you know, the ashwagandha and the ginseng. And ashwagandha is also a very good nerve tonic. So, yeah, definitely. You know, so those are the things that you've been starting to utilize. I would say definitely stick with it because, you know, one, your spirit led you to that. And secondly, you know, definitely like the effects of those different herbs will definitely help to benefit those conditions that you may.
Thank you very much, sir. It's really interesting as well because a few years ago, I got like a reflexology like map of the internet, and I have a little lump on my foot, which I press, and sometimes it feels to ease that pressure. It feels nice, and I looked up on the internet, and it was the spleen.
Mm-hmm.
So that lump was actually the spleen. So it's quite interesting that, you know, that everything that you spoke about. In relation to the spleen and the herbs, it all makes a lot of sense. So thank you.
It's an honor, you know, and that's one of the best things about giving this type of information is to know that it brings a lot of clarity. And one of the things that got me into it was that it just makes a lot of sense.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Well, we're all excited with you. Peace and love. Hold the line. Peace and love. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue and Dr. Yu. This is Kalamara. Hi, International Remixers.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are y'all? I have a question. I have a question. I have a friend who was diagnosed at, with hepatitis C. And what can anyone, Dr. Yu, do with hepatitis C? I mean, is it curable? What kind of herbs? What can they do? Because according to them, they had it for like 20 years. You know, they're still alive. So I'm like, I mean, what kind of emotions is causing hepatitis C? What kind of herbs can they take? What can they do?
Okay, well, again, you know, for anyone who may not be familiar with hepatitis, hepatitis is inflammation of the liver. So, again, we're dealing with the liver, which is holding with anger and frustration. You know, and so this is typically something that we'll deal with, as Ms. Blue had just mentioned about the past, present, future. This is something that's dealing with living through the past. You know, because they're still holding on to a lot of anger from something that may have happened throughout their life journey. A lot of times through relationships or, you know, through life happenings, et cetera, and something that they haven't really settled with. And a lot of times with something like a hepatitis, there's a degree of guilt that's involved with it as well, you know, because it's something that's attacking them. You know what I mean? Hepatitis C is associated with the virus. So now in terms of foods and herbs, just as a general recommendation, you know, and of course, I definitely want to promote the consultation because then I would be able to get a lot more in depth and personal about the specifics, you know. But in general, you want to make sure to do things that's going to be very easy on the liver, physically speaking. So that means the foods that you eat, you want to eat foods that are primarily raw and or uncooked whole plant-based foods, you know, so like staying away from anything that comes from an animal, white sugar, white salt, fried foods, anything that's difficult for the body to break down and digest properly. So it can take a lot of stress off of the liver, because if the liver has to constantly work to digest, to fight off a lot of toxins, alcohol, smoking, anything of that nature, then it's not really going to have the time and the energy that it needs to heal itself and regenerate. But the liver, the beautiful thing about the liver is that it's one of the is definitely a self-regenerating organ. So by taking off a lot of pressure from the liver in terms of allowing it to detoxify itself properly, you know, that in itself can be a huge healing boost. And, of course, there are different herbs and foods specifically that target the liver and help to detoxify it. I have a liver formula through my website, which is called the U360 Liver Tonic, you know, which I typically recommend for hepatitis. But there's just a couple of the herbs that are contained in the formula that are very common for the liver. One of them is milk thistle. You know, and so the milk thistle is a very good liver cleansing herb. And then I'll name one other herb that's in the formula also, which is the cerise. You know, and the cerise is a very good cleansing herb as well. For the liver, but it's also antiviral. You know, so those two there are two of the herbs that are contained in the formula that are very good for helping to cleanse the liver.
Thank you, Dr. Yu, because some of what you said, I had, you know, already told, you know, this person, like on a higher level, conscious level, you know, level awareness, that it has something to do with all that built-in anger and the lifestyle from the past. And I had told him that he need to get out of the environment where he is now, because there's people and things around there that's making him very angry. And I said, well, you need to recreate your own existence. and stop letting those people, you know, low vibes affect him. I said, that's what's keeping you, you know, sick. And I've been telling him this for the last few weeks, and I'm going to have him download the show so he can hear exactly what y'all said.
I truly
appreciate this.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, Kali Mar, thank you so much for calling in. Yes, peace and love.
Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Great information being shared here. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 763, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. My name is Shirley. How are you guys doing this evening?
Wonderful. Greetings,
Shirley. Everything
Shirley.
Is wonderful. Can't complain.
All right. So, we can ask questions about, certain things that help with certain ailments and stuff like that?
Sure.
Okay. So, is it just, the organs inside the body, or can it be, something dealing with mental?
Whatever it is that you want to ask. It's all right,
okay.
Shirley. You can ask whatever your heart desires. You can ask.
Okay. So what about, bipolar disorder, or anxiety? Are there things that you can do naturally with herbs that help with that?
Absolutely. One of the things for bipolar is interesting because as we spoke about the two extremes earlier and the imbalance, it's like, okay, well, I'm going on one side of the seesaw now, nobody's on the other side, I'm going back to the other side, then I'm going back, so you have this back and forth thing, and again, you're dealing with basically an energy of not being grounded. A lot of the similar things that I recommended for the sister who called in with the spleen issue, as far as the foods are concerned, those are very good foods, things that are going to help to ground you, ground foods. Green leafy vegetables are very, very important as well because those are grounding, stabilizing foods. And there's three nutrients. I'm going to put this out there, and this is something I do an emotional improvement support group here in D.C. that I just started not too long ago. And the last session that I had, I brought this point out talking about nutrition. And there are three minerals that come to mind that are very, very important when it comes down to nervous system health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them are calcium,
mm-hmm.
magnesium, and zinc. Very, very important. Now, what they do, calcium helps to actually strengthen the nerves. So a lot of times when things like calcium has, and we, of course, we need a full spectrum of all of the nutrients because all of the nutrients are contained within us, but this is just a tendency that people tend to have deficiencies in one or more of these different nutrients when they're going through a lot of these emotional imbalances like bipolar. Calcium, in addition to strengthening the nerves, it also helps to keep the body more alkaline. So for those of you who may not be familiar with the alkaline acid balance thing, our bodies, when we're in more positive states, when we're more peaceful, our body will tend to be alkaline, and that's on a pH scale that's going above 7. That's the state that our blood is naturally supposed to be in. It's supposed to be in an alkaline state.
Mm-hmm.
When we are upset, when we are experiencing more, quote-unquote, negative emotions, it puts our bodies in an acid state. Now, same thing goes with the foods. When you're eating more fresh fruits, vegetables, that puts your body in a more alkaline state. Drinking water, will naturally put your body in a more alkaline state. When you don't have enough of those things and you're eating other food, which is everything else, your meat, dairy, sugars, sweets, bread,
et cetera, you know, then it puts your body in a more acidic state. You know, so you definitely want things that's going to help to alkalize your body, because when your body is more alkaline or your blood is more alkaline, then it's in a state where your body can heal. You know, but you want to be within a certain range, but that's going to help to put you in that range. Now, in terms of herbs, and I want to give a quick disclaimer that this is not a personal recommendation, because many, I'm very aware that many people who may call in, and I'm not going to say it's you per se, but just in general, a lot of people are already taking pharmaceutical drugs for said conditions. And I do not recommend mixing the herbs with the pharmaceutical drugs without due research or without consulting someone who's very knowledgeable. But these are just general recommendations. Things like the ashwagandha, you know, because the ashwagandha is very good helping to strengthen the nerves. The ginkgo leaf, the gota kola, you know, those are some herbs that are very good to help to strengthen the nerves and to help and just kind of provide a sense of balance and relief from and adaptation to stress. Same thing with St. John's wort is another very good one, which is often used for clinical depression, you know, but it can be used in that sense as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that last one was St. What was
Saint
the last one?
St. John's wort. St. John's wort.
Can you spell the last part of it? Is it W-A-R-T?
W-O-R-T.
Okay. All right, and I appreciate that. That was great. And then, Miss Blue, I had a question to ask you, but I don't know if I can do that since this was a different type of a topic tonight.
Okay, what was your question? Let's see. You'll be surprised. Dr. Yu probably can answer it too, but go ahead.
Well, both of you, okay. I was going to ask you about guides, like if you could sense that there is any guides around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say this in short so we don't get too far off of topic.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to.
Yeah, but this actually kind of goes into that. Earlier we were speaking about the spiritual aspect, and Dr. Yu was talking about how valuable the spiritual aspect is, and I found that as well, too, in just my healing work as a holistic practitioner, too. And that's important to know. So if you're dealing with something, that spiritual component and really looking at it holistically is great. The total spirit guides that you have around you at this time is 8. And, you know, 8 is really one of those numbers when we energetically look at the frequency. It is infinite. It is about really showing you that all things are possible. You know, because right now you're going through sort of some of those challenges we talked about earlier where you don't feel that certain things are possible. And so it's real easy for us to just say, we know we can do it, but what are we truly feeling deep down inside? And this is why this show is so powerful, and it's always an honor to have Dr. Yu to come on to talk about these subjects as well. So you have 8 spirit guides. You can definitely begin to work with them and speak with them.
Can I ask you one more question? Is there one in particular, anyone that, like, stands out? Like,
well, I will say at this time, I don't see any of them in particular that is standing out for you, but I will say this. One thing about our spirit guides, and I see them different as ancestors, because you do have ancestors around you. I see that completely different, is that just go into your quiet space. Because our spirit guides really don't care what you call them, and, you know, as long as you acknowledge their presence, and that's something that you can sort of take pride in doing. I do want to give you this as we get ready to go, because everything we were talking about, environment, is speaking to you and letting you know. So in a sense, we can say that our sacred space where we live is speaking to us. You know, when we get in our cars, when we're out and about, all kinds of things are really speaking through us in a symbolic way, in an energetic way, in a frequency way. And right now, your sacred space is telling you that there are some things you're not paying attention to. Do you hear that beep of that smoke detector?
Yeah. And tapping and stuff sounding like it's bumping, and I feel and hear a lot of stuff around. So.
Right. Well, I will tell you this. You do have a lot of love around you, but you are dealing with some challenges, and there are some things that are looking you straight in your face that you're not paying attention to. And this is why your smoke detector is going off. It is the warning before the alarm. And so, see, our houses carry energy, carry spirits as well, too. You want to change that. For many different reasons. Of course, on a physical level, because you don't want something to happen and it don't work. On a spiritual level, you want to change that because this is about you being present. And earlier you heard Dr. Yu talk about how important it is for your emotional health that, yes, you can learn from the past, and of course you can plan for the future, but the power is being present in the moment. And what's happening now, you are way too far in the past and way too far in the future, and you are missing things right in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Change that smoke detector, and you're going to all of a sudden go, oh, man, I know what I need to be focusing on right now.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love for you. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to go to the next caller. So many of you guys on the phone line, so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. One moment. Let me just get you off speaker.
Greetings.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Greetings.
Hi, this is Destiny from Boston.
Okay, greetings. You have a question for Dr. Yu?
Yes, I have a question regarding schizophrenia.
Okay.
What are some things that you can do to, I guess, help? Or is it something that you can tell me how you bring it on? That's really my question.
Well, you know, again, that's a lot of times overexcitation. You know, being too
Can y'all stop trying to call Dr. Yu while he on the show?
Somebody doesn't know I'm on a remix.
I don't know. I put your phone number up. It may be anybody calling.
but that's with being too excited. So what you want to do, again, is deal with herbs that are going to help to strengthen the nerves. You know, the same thing with the calcium. And the magnesium and the zinc, you know. Oh, I didn't get to finish that point. Let me bring that back to the forefront. So the calcium, you know, again, is a nerve strengthener, and it also helps to deal with alkalinity. The magnesium helps the body to relax. So a lot of times with schizophrenia, you may need more magnesium too, you know, because that helps the body to relax. Now, you have the zinc, which helps with emotional stability. You know, so those three nutrients are key. Another thing that's key, too, are B-complex vitamins. You know, so what I can tell food-wise is that you're probably dealing with a lot of carbohydrates as far as what you eat on a regular basis, like too much. You know, sugar, whether it be pasta, whether it be rice, bread, you know, all of those types of things like that, because your body is overstimulated. Am I correct?
Well, it's not me. It's actually my mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But same, you know, yeah, pretty much anybody who's going through that will tend to be overstimulated from having too many carbohydrates. You know, again, not enough of the grounding foods, not enough water, you know, so their body is very acidic. Their nerves will be burnt out, you know, and because of that, and this is just from, again, from a physical standpoint, you know, that they would tend to come down with conditions like schizophrenia. And the reason I say like schizophrenia is because it's important to realize that many of these different conditions or diagnoses are pretty much the same condition, just different ways of
yeah.
it showing itself. Just
yeah.
very slight differences, you know. And so from a holistic standpoint, we don't look at everything from a diagnosis standpoint. That's an allopathic way of thinking that tends mm-hmm. to isolate everything, but nothing is isolated in nature in that sense. You know what I mean? Nothing works isolated or by itself inside the body. Everything is dealing with the system, you know, and there's a certain way that it runs, a program that it runs by. And when you have imbalances, it's an imbalance in the system. It's not an imbalance of a particular part of the body. It's a whole system that's involved, you know. And so when we're talking from the holistic standpoint, we want to focus on the system, you know. So we're dealing with the nervous system. We're dealing with the adrenal glands, you know, which controls the stress response, you know, and that's what typically will get burnt out, you know, when people are overstimulated. Yeah, but I have the formula on my website, you know, again, YEW360.com, which is called the U360 Calm Down. You know, so for anything that's dealing with overexcitation of the nerves, you have that formula there, which will help to kind of like bring it back down to a level. It helps with restlessness and insomnia, so to speak. And so anything that's dealing with the nerves, where the nerves just kind of need to be at a more balanced level.
Okay. I also have a question for Ms. Blue. You can also. Time in. But my question is, as far as, because I'm like in a, I have a lot of fear within me, not really knowing where I'm going, or I know you're saying, you know, stay in the present, but I'm just kind of at a standstill, and I know this is kind of the year for action, for creating, you know, and so I just wanted to kind of get your insight on that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of the recommendations, and I just love what Dr. Yu said, you know, because from a holistic standpoint, a lot of these names, we don't really get involved in these names, because it really sometimes, you know, when you it can take on certain energy. And I guess, truth be told, and Dr. Yu, you can chime in this, at certain times in our lives, we all could have probably been diagnosed with some of these things. You know, we could have all been diagnosed. I mean, how many of us have heard our grandmother walking through the house and you ask her who she talking to and she say, oh, your grandfather talked to me early in the morning. You know, we can see that. But I really wanted to put that there because that's something that's needed for you, is that you don't allow yourself to have fun and you can't take yourself too serious, because that's that seesaw that Dr. Yu was talking about. Like, you cannot just be in this place of balance. Have you ever seen somebody walk and they're walking so stiff they look like a robot? You understand? I mean, really, I want you to really kind of get a visual, and you looking at them and you saying, look at that person. Their shoulders is back, their legs is straight, you know, but we think about that. That's balance, you understand? But there's something that we have to also understand about ourselves as spiritual beings, and that's where our emotions come in, and that's the swag, you understand? And you ain't got no swag. You walking like a stiff bean, you understand? So everything is a jolt to you. You understand? It's a joke. You're scared of everything, you know, because you don't have any flexibility. It's like being too stiff, like you can't dance. You understand? So one of the best ways to start opening up this energy center is to dance. and to hula hoop and to get that emotional center moving. You know, get up, put some music on, go out in the backyard and dance. Because really what you're afraid of, and I'm just going to give you one word, and I want you to just kind of listen to this word. It's not even about the experience you're going to have. It's not even about failing. It's not about any of that. But you're afraid to learn. You see, you're afraid to learn. And that's what I want you to start looking at, everything that you're facing, that what's going to happen? I'm going to learn something. How exciting is that shit? I'm going to learn something? Why am I scared that I'm about to embark on something that I could actually learn? So it is about choosing to be in that happy space or that joyful space. So I want you to choose that. Choose learning for yourself. And then remember, girl, you got to get some swag. Go put some heels on, even though I'm not an advocate for that. But you need to learn how to walk with some swag. You ain't got no pep in your step. Don't take yourself too serious. Life is about living. It's about having fun, and it's about learning. And if you're not doing that, then you're walking around like the stiff person. So the next time you're walking down the street and you see that person with their back straight, their legs straight, you're going to be like, ooh, look how they walking. You need to have some flexibility. Because the only thing, when we crumble it all down, we can look at this from a holistic, I can look at this from a spiritual, psychic point of view, and we're both going to come to the same conclusion. You're afraid to learn.
I'm afraid to learn.
That's it. So change that story for yourself and say, I'm excited about what I'm about to learn in my life now. This is a time of creating, because the truth is we're always creating. Even when we're sitting on the couch watching TV, we may not be creating what we want, but we are creating. So you can never stop doing that. As long as you're breathing, as long as your heart is pumping, you are creating. So don't be afraid to learn. Just keep moving forward. Yeah.
And so this year you see a lot of learning?
You said what now?
I said within this year, what do you see for this year, you know? I know.
Yeah, it is learning, but see, you're doing it again. And I understand this was really short lesson that we both gave you. It's going to take a minute for you.
All right.
Even though you hula hoop, get your hula hoop, because you done took the pumps off already and then started walking back straight.
I'm going to go get my hula hoop.
Yes, you hula hoop for us, and then you email me and Dr. Yu and tell us then. I guarantee you, you'll be able to calm yourself, listen to your body, know exactly what you need. You'll know exactly what you need, and even when it comes to loving and supporting your mother. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so peace and love to you. Peace and love. But that's a very good question, Dr. Yu, and I want
Absolutely.
To ask you to speak about this, because sometimes, you know, we get into the role of being caregivers or a support for either our mates, our children, our mothers, our fathers, and sometimes we neglect our own emotional health because we are worried about those that are close to us. So can you talk about some of the things that people who are in this position, how they could do sort of a good self-check-in with themselves so they don't fool themselves into believing that somehow they're not going down the same road by trying to help?
Well, balance is important in all things. And one of the things that you want to ensure in reaching out is that you're not overextending yourself to the point where you're starting to suffer in your life. You know, things are starting to just basically not hold together for you. If you notice that you're always constantly tired and feeling drained energetically, and that's one of the things that people will tend to ignore, you know, when they're in the rescuer position. You know what I mean? It's that they'll be feeling drained, but they're trying to push themselves through feeling drained. They're not eating properly, sometimes not eating at all, sometimes, you know, just not taking care of themselves, neglecting their own personal responsibilities. And we have to realize that, you know, we do have a responsibility to ourselves as well, because if we don't take care of ourselves, how can we take care of someone else properly? You know what I mean? We don't have the full capability to do so because we're just not in a good state. So whatever state we're in is going to reflect in pretty much all that we do in some way or another. You know, so it's very, very important to do that. Another thing is that, you know, in reaching out, you want to make sure that the other person that you're reaching out to, that you're trying to assist, is putting forth a positive effort, a worthwhile effort themselves. And you want to make sure that you're not doing more for them that they're doing for themselves or trying to do for themselves, making an effort to it, at least. You know what I mean? Because we can tend to be very overbearing in that sense. And somebody else, you know, is not doing their part in helping their own cause.
Yes.
We are really, really, you know, doing too much, you know, just to keep it in simplehood terms. You know, you're doing too much. So you need to just kind of calm down, back up a little bit, assess the whole situation, and look at, well, am I doing too much? You know, maybe I should see that they're putting forth some type of an effort for themselves before I continue to go down this path.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. Thank you for that. We're going to keep going to the phone lines. I see you guys. You're all out there. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 313, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hello. This is Debbie from Detroit.
Okay, greetings,
Debbie. How are you?
Okay. I was calling to ask you about, cataracts. What is that? You know, what should I be eating, and what is that connected to?
Well, cataracts is practically a lot of mucus buildup that goes into a mucus plaque buildup that settles in the eyes. You know, now if we're talking from an emotional or a metaphysical standpoint, you know, we're talking about something that you're not really wanting to see. And that can be very tough because it's like something that's practically like right in front of your face and you're just choosing to ignore it. And it's taking a toll because you already know what's going on. But that's the physical manifestation of that. But as far as foods and things of that nature, you want to eat a lot of foods that are going to help to cleanse the body, you know, because anytime you're dealing with mucus plaque buildup, you're dealing with basically, you know, foods that cause a lot of mucus plaque buildup, which is the dairy products. You know, the same stuff that I mentioned earlier, you know, are the same foods that will cause a lot of mucus plaque buildup, acid in the body, et cetera. You know, but especially you want to focus on fresh fruits that have that are juicy in their nature. You know, berries, things like citrus fruit. You know, and you want to focus on green vegetables, and especially ones that have a higher water content, lettuce, cucumbers. You know, those type of things. Things that are very dark green will also help to strengthen the eyes. In terms of herbs, you know, there's three herbs that come to mind off the top of my head that I know are very useful for that. One is the juhua, which is a type of flower. One is called eyebright, you know, and then another one you can utilize for that same purpose would be comfrey.
Which one?
You know, comfrey leaf, you know.
Yeah.
The comfrey leaf will help with the mucus aspect of it. The eye bright, you know, is general for the eyes, and it helps to direct it. And then you also have the juhua, you know, which is a natural cleansing herb as well that helps to deal with the liver and the kidney imbalance that causes that buildup in the eyes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I can use those things, and I do like the fruits and vegetables you were saying, so I can get on that.
Good.
I read that once before, I think, in Louise Hay's book about it's something I don't want to see. I don't know what it is. I wish I knew. Miss Blue.
Well, look, hey.
the thing is that, and again, you know, this is something that is a manifestation.
Right.
The energy behind it. So even
yeah,
though
right.
you're saying that you don't know what it is, your spirit knows what it is.
You know what it is.
Right.
Do you have us on speaker? We're getting some feedback there, and I want to make sure, that you could hear.
I took you off. Yeah, I took you off.
Okay, we're still getting it. But I wanted to tell you that I want you to think about this. A lot of that energy that Dr. Yu is talking about, it's about instant feedback. So I want you to work on
what?
In your life. Instant feedback.
Instant feedback.
Yes, because when we say it's about things in your life you don't want to see, it's not necessarily something that you're seeing with your physical eyes, even though we know that that's what happens. It's about those things that we know in our heart, you understand, that we don't want to see. And so I want you to be very much present that when someone is saying something, telling you something, or you're engaging in a conversation or something that is happening, really check in with your emotions and see how well you give instant feedback. And one of the things that you'll notice about yourself is that you don't do that.
Okay. Like now, I just took a
long time. Exactly. Do you see that? Do you understand? And okay doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? It's a disconnect. So take a look at that and really just be present with how you feel and just being okay with expressing that. A lot of times these are things, like we were talking earlier, Dr. Yu said, that we were taught when we were children about how to control our emotions, so they thought. And that's why you get that block. You know, that blockage builds up energy and it builds up pressure. It's about things in your life from very early on up until now. This sort of pattern is true. But let's focus on instant feedback and really just checking in with yourself, not worrying about anybody else and how they do things and what they feel, but bring your attention back to you and really make sure, even if you don't verbalize it to a person, verbalizing it to yourself from your heart, instant feedback, thinking about it and responding. That's going to help you see very clear.
Okay, yeah. I'm seeing clear now about that because I don't. I'm very, you know, block your emotions, keep them down.
Yeah.
Too emotional as a woman. You know,
well, no. I can't let you get away with that statement. Come on, now. Too emotional.
No, I'm just saying that's what I was told. No, that's what I was told. So trying to block it.
I got
you. Yeah, okay. You know, don't. It's not based on your feelings. So don't, you know, forget your feelings and forget your emotions.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we're all emotional beings, truth be told. So, you know, think about feedback. Think about feedback and really work with that going physical and spiritual level, and you'll start to see things so much clearer, so clear. Yeah.
All righty. Okay, sis.
Thank
you. I just want to make a quick comment about mucus because mucus, I think, has, you know, is one of the things that has a really, really bad rap when it comes down to the science of health, you know, and that's why I tend to make the distinction between mucus and mucus plaque, you know, which are two different things. Mucus is natural and normal for the body, and it serves its purpose, you know. So mucus is a protective covering, you know, it's a protective lining that helps to protect your cells, that helps to protect your body from things that could potentially cause harm.
It's,
you
like
know,
oil.
Normal.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, you know, mucus plaque And mucus in general, but mucus plaque especially, is a trapping agent. And that's very, very important to look at, too, when it comes down to emotional health. You know, and you have a lot of mucus plaque buildup inside of your body, that's something that's keeping you trapped. And it's also something that is set in place, you know, where your body is kind of trying to defend itself. You know, and so emotionally you may be trying to defend yourself. If it's settling in the eyes, emotionally you may be trying to defend yourself from seeing something or from acknowledging something that is present, you know, as Ms. Blue had pointed out, that would hurt you. You know, so that's something to definitely just to examine, to look at, you know, for anybody, and depending on where it settles, you know, that same principle could be applied to something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, well, thanks so much.
No, well, peace and love to you. Yeah, definitely let us know how it goes. Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Great information here, you guys. I see your callers. We're going to keep going to callers. I want to remind you guys to make sure that you do connect with Dr. Yu of UP60, www.yew360.com for Dr. Yu 360. And it is so much information there. You can just go over there, make sure you sign up, save it to you so you can have the information, read about the workshops. Maybe you want to have a workshop or even a consultation. So no matter where you live in the world, it doesn't matter. Dr. Yu can get to you and really kind of get you on that path of just really kind of having yourself in the position of holistic health. We're going to keep going to the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Ms. Blue?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Ikana from Miami.
Okay, greetings to you.
So how are you all doing this evening?
We are
How about yourself?
Doing great.
I'm doing good. Oh, my question that I want to ask about is high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I suffer from high blood pressure, but medication doesn't seem to help me. It may help for a little while, and then it seems to have no effect, you know?
Well, the medication is not going to help you. It's not really set up to help you. And with every medication, pretty much, their purpose is not to heal the body. Their purpose is to suppress the symptoms, and so that's what it's been doing for you. But the thing is that while it's suppressing the symptoms, it's not dealing with the issue at hand. It's allowing you to be in a state where you're going to gradually degenerate. You know, because the issue is like you try to silence somebody's scream by putting your hand over them. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to try to scream louder. You know, if they feel like they're in enough danger. You know what I mean? They're not going to just be quiet. And so that's what the medications and the drugs do to the body. It's like the body is trying to send you a signal that something is out of balance. And as opposed to addressing what's out of balance, when you take the drug just kind of puts a mask on it and says, that's fine, you know, when it's not fine. So one of the things from an emotional standpoint, blood pressure is primarily the issue of stress. You know, what you're allowing to stress you out, what you're taking to heart, so to speak. You know, so... people of African descent would tend to have a lot more issues with blood pressure. I think the statistics in it is like one in every three people was the last I checked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very, very common. It's something I deal with on a regular basis.
Yes.
And because we're very easily triggered by different things, plus the historical context and everything, which was often just taken out of the picture, you know, through the whole enslavement process. But through today, we're very easily triggered by life situations. And, of course, the food, you know, that we eat on a regular basis plays a huge role in it. Dehydration plays a huge role. Now, water is the element that really deals with emotion. So when we don't have enough water, we don't have the outlet for our emotions to flow properly. So I can tell anybody who has high blood pressure but is not drinking enough water. That's off the top. Off the top. You know, now another thing, you know, when you are easily agitated and irritated, that's dealing with the liver. So you're dealing with the liver imbalance. You know, and then you can also be dealing potentially with the kidney imbalance also. You know, which is dealing with fear, with and with anxiety. You know, so all of those different components can come together and make that up. And if you're not addressing it from a holistic standpoint, you know, then it's going to be really tough for you to target this. But once you start to do things, and again, you know, life situations, activities, you know, keeping yourself an outlet. Because most often when I have clients who are dealing with high blood pressure, they don't have any outlets. They're not involved in any activities. They're not, you know, they put things off all the time. You know, I had somebody recently who was very, very active at one point in writing, you know, like poetry particularly.
Right.
And when I asked about that, you know, I inquired about her interest because part of the consultation process, I asked about interest. So I'm like, okay, well, when was the last time you wrote? Oh, it's been years. Did you have the problem then? No. You know, so it's like the writing is in the sky. You know, you just have to pay attention to those different signs, and those are things, again, that we're taught to pass off as insignificant or unimportant, you know, but it's very important to incorporate those things into your life. But I do also have an herbal formula on the website, u360.com, which is called the U360 Pressure Free. You know, so what that does, it works in a few different ways, helps to relax the nerves, helps to cleanse the body, you know, particularly like the plaque that tends to settle around the blood vessels in the artery and the heart area. And it also helps to support the adrenal glands, which helps to control your stress response.
Okay.
So you can check that out, the U360 Pressure Free.
Okay. Thank you for that information. It was very informative, and it was, and when you said water, I wasn't surprised because that came to me yesterday about the water. It was like I haven't been drinking enough water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, so that's important. You know, where there's no water, there's no life.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Miss Blue. Could I ask you a question? Could I just ask you, how many guys do you see around me?
Everybody wants to know about the guys. I guess it's time to do another show on that. You know, one of the things that I will tell you is that us as spiritual people, that changes. Right now, what I see around you, I see a total of four guides around you. And really, I want you to look at this. We're talking about all of this energetic stuff going on with you and what you have dealing with. I want you to look at the fourth energy center, if we stay with the textbook, and that's going to be your heart. And this is really about the heart of the matter for things for you, and even really learning about forgiveness and harmony and being in that place of harmony. And that's another thing that water helps all of the organs in the body do, stay within harmony within each other. Because literally, you know how sometimes we watch those movies like Battlestar Galactica and all of that? really that is, like Dr. Yu said at the beginning of the show, that's the as above, so below. You know, we have battles going on. Sometimes our heart is battling with our mind, our liver and our gallbladder are really kind of in a big challenge with each other. Our organs are in battle because of how we're energetically taking in things that are happening to us. So you have a total of four spirit guides. This is about you really getting into that place of forgiveness. You know, when I start to see things about the blood and I'm taking a look at you, this has to do with a lot of things in your bloodline, you know. And this is where a lot of this stress is coming from. You're under pressure, and that pressure has to do with those things that are close to you, taking a look at all of those things. And let's not move the sexual component out of there, because sometimes we don't really give energy to how different things can impact us. And that's why this show tonight is just so beautiful, because it's so many ways that each one of you have called in that Dr. Yu has been able to give you a holistic way to take a look at this. And it's not just one way, but it's really about not throwing anything out. But I want you to take a look at those things when it comes to you sexually and when it comes to your physical bloodline, and think about those things. And speaking of water, if you can get near a fish tank, or if you could buy you a little fish and watch the fish swim in water, there's been a lot of scientific evidence that that naturally will help lower your blood pressure, taking baths, you know, being in water. So not just the external component of water, but being in water. Because one of the things about water, it is the only element that allows you to see yourself truthfully and honestly in it. So stay in water and think about taking in water and being a part of water. And water will help you with forgiveness, and water will help you with harmony. So those are some of the things. For feng shui, you can actually go to Walmart or the dollar store and get you a little water fountain. Hearing water will lower your blood pressure.
I love the water fountains.
Yes, you need to get one. There was one of the sisters, her mother was in the hospital. They couldn't get her blood pressure down with medicine, and I told her to take a audio of her mother listening to water. The next morning, her blood pressure was back to normal, and the doctors was like, what happened? You know, but all of these, you know, like myself and Dr. Yu were saying, we are the elements. And so when we start to look at our health, we have to look at everything. So some beautiful things here. I would love for you to contact myself and Dr. Yu and let us know the things that we've given you, how you've put them into practice, because at the end of the day, if you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen.
Yes, indeed.
That's so true.
Yes, indeed. That's so true.
All right. So there you go. Four spirit guides. There you go. Four spirit guides are here to help you with that harmony and staying in that place of harmony. Yes.
Okay. So I thank both of you all very much, and peace and love.
All right. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. Greetings.
Greetings.
And I'm calling from California.
All right.
And hi, how are you all tonight?
I'm great. I'm great.
Good, good. So a lot of things that I've kind of been going through have been answered, but I think currently I'm going through a lot of energetic, emotional kind of changes. But I've had, like, a recent lower back, just, like, tightness and pain and stiffness that's kind of out of the blue, so to speak.
No
pun intended.
No pun intended. Being out of the blue is good.
Well, pain in the back in general is usually an indication of taking on a lot of burden. And it also can deal with either the kidneys or the colon on a physical level, or both. you know, but it typically tends to deal with taking on a lot of burden. So, again, the aspect of just doing too much, trying to control things that you really cannot control at this point in time, overextending yourself, you know. And holding on to things as well, you know, from the past. So, you know, again, living in the past, you have that element as far as what we were talking about earlier. You have the aspect of, you know, just the colon and the kidneys, you know, from the physical standpoint, you know, and how that's affecting you. And stiffness is dealing with stubbornness also, you know, so that gives
stubbornness?
Yes. Yes. You know, so that tells you something about the personality, and you know, without even really knowing you. But that has to be kind of moderated, you know, so you can flow more freely. And also, water, you know, just like we had spoke about with the last caller, water is very, very important. So a lot of times when you have that lower back pain, that's dealing with the element of water also.
Last week it was really intense, and I was doing stretches and, you know, trying to relax, and I got on my yoga ball, and I was trying to relieve the pressure and the tightness. It turned into a burning sensation, and I got some relief, you know, for a couple hours, but it came back. And so I did a salt bath that night, and I was just soaking in the bath for like two hours. And I got out, and I felt like 1,000 times better. But actually today, it's actually like starting up again. So I'm definitely going to get in the bath after this call.
But you got to keep that water up. That water intake is crucial. And I do have an herbal formula on my site, which is called the U360 Fluidly Blend, you know, which actually deals with the kidneys, helping to relieve a lot of acid. So when you're feeling burning, you know, again, because inflammation and stiffness go hand in hand, and burning is definitely inflammation, you know, so it could be a sign of an infection also, which is another thing, you know. So, but the Fluidly Blend will kind of help to take care of that, to relieve that. But you also have to make sure that you're keeping yourself hydrated. You know, you may also want to do a colon cleanse as well. And just on an emotional standpoint, just to reiterate the fact of not overextending yourself, burdening yourself with things that are not of your concern or that are just too much for you to handle at the moment.
Okay. So I was going to say, it's how, because I believe, well, if, how do I say this? How much can you take on energetically from your mate when you're intimate with them?
Like,
you mean,
like their energy?
Or aches and pains or, you know, ailments, you know?
It's possible. They don't even have to be your mate. And I know Dr. Yu can speak to this too. And that's what he was saying, you know, taking on things that have nothing to do with you. But in the case when it comes to a sacred union, a lot of cases you can become one. So, you know, you can become one, you know, but you got to ask yourself, if your man back is hurting and you sitting around making your back hurt, like, how healthy is that?
I'm really sensitive to other people's energy, and like, what can I do to kind of, like, I don't feel like I'm strong enough to, like, repel, you know, negative energy.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Don't say that. Don't say that.
I don't know, it wears you down after a while, and I kind of like my protection is gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing I want to say really quickly. Definitely everything, you know, that Dr. was saying, those are things you need to do, because one of the things I really want to put this out there is that when we look at things holistically, it's important to recognize where we are with it, because, see, now you have manifested this into the physical form. We know all things start on an energetic level. They do.
Mm-hmm.
But now you created it. It's here. It's in this 3D dimension. It's here. Your back is hurting. It's burning. That's very real. So it's important that you take care of that aspect of it, because it has manifested itself. You know, when it comes to energetically, is this you taking on sort of the energy of your mate? I think both of you guys are dealing with the same thing. And what's happening right now is you're not absolutely 100% sure what the future looks like with you two together. And so that, like Dr. Yu was telling you, was about taking on too much. And it's also, I want you to look at it like this, it's about your level of understanding. So that level of understanding, you guys would do very well to sit down and make sure that you are clearly understanding each other. You're clearly understanding what your commitment is to each other, where that commitment is going to go, and how you want to see that in the future. Because this lower back for you is about not being supported in your understanding. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, you know, I want you to take a look at that. It's not that you can't protect yourself energetically. Of course we all can. You know, it really is about staying in your energy and just having that inner clearness. I would say to you that one of the things that is so important for you is, if you can feel comfortable enough to do it without pain in your back, is to take a nature walk. Even if you just walk through the park somewhere where there's trees and there's grass, so that you can really begin to start sending some of this energy down into the earth. You understand? Because you're really making a choice to accept this on. But sit down, maybe take about 10 or 15 minutes, and throughout the day, you and your mate say, hey, let's talk about our understanding of each other, and let's talk about our understanding of how we're committed to each other. And I guarantee you, you do those things that Dr. Yu said, and you get into that conversation, and those pains in both of y'all backs will start to go away.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that. Like, that's definitely, you know, I know you got those skills, Miss Blue. You just touched right on it. So.
Well, you do too, because that's the only way you could verify it. So no more talk about you can't protect yourself. Of course you can, and you protect yourself from other people energy all the time. This is about people we're choosing to let in, and that's the reason Dr. Yu was saying, make sure you check in with yourself. Am I taking on too much of things that really are not about me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's, like, for me, with this situation, like, it's hard. Like, I have, some issues that I'm trying to work through as far as connecting with mates and, you know, just being vulnerable and accepting love. And so that's kind of when we're kind of, like,
right
on the boundary, on the outside. Like, I don't want to really let him in, but, I want to. I need him. But it's, yeah.
So that's living in the past again also.
Yes.
You know, just as we mentioned earlier, you know, because you're
mm-hmm.
holding on to past experiences that are making you more fearful of
right.
moving forward in the proper way. You know,
exactly.
So you may want to go through some releasing rituals. You know, what Miss Blue said,
yeah.
I definitely co-sign that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's some other releasing rituals that you may want to go through.
Yes.
As far as being able to release that energy of any type of hurt or disappointment that may have happened in the past, so you can
mm-hmm.
move forward without fear in your relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And a powerful place to do that is walking in nature, because literally when you're doing that, you're walking things off. And so you can allow elements to begin to speak to you and really just clear your mind. And even if you want to start and say, I'm going to start here and I'm going to walk to the end, and as I continue to do this walk in nature, everywhere I see something, whether it's a plant, a tree, maybe a flower, because we have that coming up at this time of the year, that you're going to leave something, one of your burdens there, so it can be transformed into positive energy and go back out in the universe. And by the time you get out of that nature walk, you will have walked off a lot of your burdens of things of the past, and you will be moving forward.
I like that. All right. Okay, awesome. I'm going to do that this weekend. I appreciate you guys so much. That's exactly what I need to hear. I'm so glad I called tonight. Yay.
Well, we're glad you called too.
Glad
peace
to
and love.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Peace and love.
Yes. Hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller. Wow, you guys are blowing up the line tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 540, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, mm-hmm. Greetings on the line.
Hi, this is Ivana. I'm calling from Danville, Virginia.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. The question that I had for you was, like, sometimes I get off balance, or maybe I was never balanced, but, like, when I get in a certain pattern, like, working out and eating green foods and stuff like that, at times, when I'm under, like, a lot of pressure, I crack, I guess, sort of say. So, what are things that, what are some, holistic things that I can do to keep going, basically?
Well, from an energetic standpoint, that's dealing with the kidneys again also, because the kidneys helps to, it kind of rules the aspect of willpower. So, when that is happening, you know, there's a lot of congestion in the kidney area or the kidney energy center. So it's very important to take care of that aspect, making sure you're keeping your water up. And then there are certain herbs that you can utilize, things like buchu, juniper, you know, which help with the kidneys. But also the adrenal glands, which actually sit right on top of the kidneys. You know, so there's a lot of us are going through the same thing. You know what I mean? Just in different ways it's manifesting itself. But that's important, you know, to take care of that kidney area, making sure we have the proper amount of water, and you know, really taking the right nutrients and foods and things like that on a regular basis to strengthen that up. But you also may want to incorporate some affirmations on a daily basis. And usually with affirmations, I like to do that or recommend it twice a day. You know, usually when you're waking up and as you're going to sleep, because those are the times where you're really setting the tone for yourself. When you're waking up, you know, you set the tone for how your day is going to go based on the state that you're in. And when you're going to sleep, you know, you set the tone for basically what you're going to meditate on. And at the same time, you can look back on what you did throughout the day and focus on the things that were positive and inspirational for you and use that as fuel to help you to move forward.
Okay. I have another question for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
At times, right now, I've been, kind of staying clear from it, but I like to smoke weed and I like to drink wine, so I was wondering, are these things just going to cause an imbalance as well?
I'm not an advocate of neither, to tell you the truth. But however, you know, one of the things that it does what you allow it to do, and I'm going to stick with that position there, is that it does what you allow it to do. And you know, with marijuana and with alcohol in general, you know, it affects different people differently. And one of the things that I noticed with people who marijuana and alcohol doesn't agree with very well is that they will tend to lose motivation a lot more easily than other people who can do that. A lot of times this will happen with people who are, you know, again, dealing with the water element and people who are dealing with the air element. You know, those people will tend to lose motivation a lot more easily in dealing with those substances. So I would just say take a look at it. You know, take a look at how it's affecting you. And take a look at your patterns, the times when you tend to gravitate towards them as well. You know, because everything is not just I like doing it. There's a reason that you like doing it. And a lot of times those substances can cover up for different emotional things that you're not addressing as well.
Mm. Okay, I agree with that.
Beautiful.
As far as Miss Blue, if you like to let me know about my spirit guides, I'd appreciate that.
Sure, sure. We can talk about that. I do want to add something for you that I think is key and for you to take a look at. And for you, what's going to be key for you for a balance point within yourself is sound check. You need to do sound checks with yourself. Because you have this unique vibration in your voice, and your voice is sort of that litmus test, that marker for you to really energetically let you know where you're at and which direction you're going to be heading in. So just take some time during the day and check in with your sound, how you sound.
Okay.
Yeah. Check in with how you sound, because it's going to let you know exactly energetically where you are, and you can use that to kind of gauge what's going on with you. So you need to do more sound checks, listening to your vibration and listening to that. Right now, I do see two spirit guides with you, and one is a woman and one is a man that is there. And they are both there really to help you with the true vision of yourself and just helping you to become in harmony with that.
Are these like physical spirits or are these like spiritual spirits?
What do you mean physical? Like people walking down the street coming up to you?
Yeah.
No. Miss Blue would not be telling you that. You would know who your physical spirits are, because we have people. We are all spiritual beings. But when I'm talking about spirit guides, these are people that I know, based on my work that I've done, that you sort of had this agreement with them before you come to the planet. You know, we could say that for ourselves tonight calling in, that each one of myself and Dr. Yu are somewhat spirit guides, if you want to say it there. I don't use that term in that way because it becomes very confusing. And because we're all spiritual beings on the planet, you know. I'm talking about spirit guides. These are going to be those who are spirit that speak through us through signs and symbols. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome. Peace and
thank
love. And thank you so
and
much for calling. Yes, beautiful. I think we got another international caller here, so I'm going to jump down the line and go to this caller. Calling in from area code 661, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, it's Faye again.
Oh, it's you, Faye. Hi, Faye.
Hi. I'm so excited I got through again. I'm really tired. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. But I just wanted to say, I don't know if I said this already. Stop laughing at me.
We love you.
I just wanted to say thank you from my heart. Thank you very much from my heart. both of you, and you're doing a great job. But I really, really would love and feel very blessed if, Miss Boo, you could, like, give me a little tiny reading, if possible. Is that really cheeky?
How could I say no to that? You know, how could we not do that for you?
Thank you.
Well, let's do this day. Is there a particular area you wanted to take a look at in your life at this time?
Well, I want to, like, in terms of the spirit guide, whether my dad's around me, whether my mum's going to be all right, and whether what's happening for me this year. If that's, is that a lot? That is quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot. Let's see what we can take a look at. One of the things that I will tell you is definitely your father is around you. And one of the things that he's saying that for him, your father was an interesting man himself, but one of the things he's saying is that where he actually is in your presence is when you're meditating. Does that make sense to you?
No, it does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he's coming through saying that, you know, and he's actually learning a lot from you. You understand? So that is one of the things that he's learning a lot from you. And as far as your mother is concerned, your mother is definitely in a good place. I don't like to do readings for people who are not there, but I know you have that when you say, is your mother going to be all right? You know, we're all operating in free will. One of the things that you could definitely do for your mother is definitely take care of yourself. This is something that Dr. Yu was talking about earlier, because that's going to really show her. You know, sometimes we don't think as children that our parents don't look to us, but we have an exchange with everyone in our lives, children, friends. And when you start getting into the best position to care for yourself and do things for yourself, that's going to be something that your mother kind of takes on that trait, because she's one of those people who gave all her life, worried her life. You understand? And so now she's in the position where what her higher self is calling for is that she cannot do it anymore. So you're in a perfect position where both of you can have this divine exchange and show each other. And one, because some of this energy is being passed on to you. So now you have the opportunity to either A, continue this pattern, or you can show how it can be changed. And your mother will start to do those things as she sees you.
What do you mean that pattern? I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean.
Okay. Well, when I say passed on, when we see our parents do things as children, we imitate them. That's passed on.
Right.
You understand? It's not complicated. Sometimes we make things in life too complicated. If you sit at school and you watch a teacher enough, before she gets ready to do something in the classroom, she always picks up a book and holds it in her hand. I guarantee you those children, by the end of the year, when they get ready to speak in front of people and they have a book, they will pick it up and they will speak. That's human nature. You understand what I'm saying? So things can be passed on to us. It doesn't have to be genetically or even spiritually. You understand? These are just things that we see. So this is an opportunity for you. You're in a good place where you're doing healthy things. What I want you to focus on is your consistency, because you do real good and then all of a sudden it's like you say, the hell with it, and go do something else.
Okay, so when you say consistency, could you be like, you know, really
be more consistent? Yes. Okay.
Consistent.
That's okay. Consistency meaning, if you say that I'm going to make sure that I check in with myself and I meditate or I do something to really nurture me every single day, that you do that.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Consistent.
Yeah.
You understand? That's consistent, not perfect.
So are you saying that I need to meditate more?
Yes, you actually do need to meditate. And your father was saying that that's where he can see a big piece for you, because you have a lot of energy that's going through you. And taking time, it doesn't have to be, you know, you got to pull out the mat and you got to sit down. Remember, there's so many different forms of meditation. You would even do well to take up some, if you don't do it already, some Tai Chi, something that incorporates more of breathing and breath, because I see that that pattern gets thrown off for you a lot. So I want you to do something that incorporates the breathing. So if you're doing yoga, maybe some Hatha yoga or Kemetic yoga, something that incorporates more of the breathing aspect into what you're doing. So you can really begin to bring that in. So, because that's going to move life force energy throughout your body in ways that you've never done it before.
Right. Is my dad okay?
Is your what now?
Is my dad okay?
Oh, your dad is fine. Yes, he's spending time in the healing tank because he had a lot of trauma to his body, which is key. He had a lot of trauma that went on in his body, so he's healing from that. And he's learning a lot of things from yourself and also his other children that he has there as well, but very much around you. And he says he loves to watch you when you're meditating, when you're in that state and you're meditating.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
Oh, you're welcome.
How many spirit guides do I have around me?
You have a whole lot of spirit guides, 13, which usually mean, and we're not going to go into this, means you more than likely will have a choice whether or not you want to reincarnate back here again. You have 13.
I have a choice whether I want to come back again or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're an amazing person.
Well, thank you. So are you. A lot of life lessons.
Thank you. Can I ask one more question before you go? Can I? Is there anything that I need to, like, do for this year in terms of my creativity?
The main thing that you need to do is just be open. Just be open. Just keep yourself really in a state where you're open. Your creativity is already online. Like, your crown chakra is gorgeous. I would love for you to work on really how you receive information from people who are close to you, like your mother and other family members and people you're around. Sometimes you tend to shut them off and stay in the woo-woo too much. And know that that's just as important.
What's the woo-woo?
Woo-woo is in the spiritual realm.
You know what it is? You're right. But sometimes, like the lady was saying before, I take on people's energies. And
yes.
I think sometimes I try to... How can I protect myself from, like, negative energy, actually?
Yes. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. Sunday, I'm going to talk about that, but protecting yourself from negative energy is about staying in your own energy. See, when you stay in your energy and you know you better than anything, then you know exactly when something is coming towards you, when you're connected with somebody, somebody walks up to you to meet you, you're going to know instantly what you don't need to get involved in. You see, we have a level of protection that's instantly around ourselves, and that's as simply by acknowledging it. Because when we start to get in that place of, I need to be protected, the question I ask you is, from what? Who's coming to get you? The boogeyman? What are you doing that you need this kind of protection?
Just like sometimes, you know? I feel like if I'm out or like if I'm doing gigs and stuff, but then it could be me. Sometimes I have experiences where maybe I'm receiving it wrong, but I have experiences where there's, for want of a better word, haters, and it's draining to me because it upsets me.
Yeah, and one of the things I will say, there are rituals that you can do to put that protective coat around you, but know that haters are going to be haters. You can't, you know, again, you're giving them more power than you need to give them. Give the power and the energy to yourself, because you can attract to you what you want to attract to you. You understand? You really can.
Yeah.
And I've done some shows on this, protecting ourselves and understanding about energetic boundaries. And, you know, one of the things I could tell you doing this work out here is that if you know you, it's almost like somebody trying to convince you where your property line is on your property. They're trying to tell you you live on 10th Street, and you know your house stops around 1st Street. There's no way one can convince me that I'm over there when I know I'm right here. You understand? So let the haters take care of themselves and focus on those people who are sending you positive energy, because we live in a world of polarity. Why would you focus on haters when you could be focusing on the people who support you? You understand?
Yeah,
but I'll do the show to tell you things to energetically do to kind of bring this into balance. Because, again, this deals with emotions, which is what this show is all about, and everything that Dr. Yu is saying, mental, physical, and spiritual. See, we have to cover all of those gateways, because those are portals into our emotional bodies. And if we only take care of the spiritual, I guarantee you they're going to be able to get in through that physical gateway. And if we only take care of the physical and don't take care of the spiritual, it'll be vice versa. So we need to look at this holistically and really be balanced. But it starts with us and understanding emotionally where we are. Because if you know where you are and what you're about, you can't be confused with anybody else's energy. You can never take on no one else's energy because you know you too well.
Yeah, that's true. So I need Thank you so much. What can I do to help me sleep? Sorry. To help me sleep. I've got insomnia.
Dr. Yu, help her sleep.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm just going to reiterate one of the simplest things that you can do, as Ms. Blewett mentioned a little earlier, is focusing on your breathing. You know, and so if you notice that when you tend to be a lot more excited, your breathing and your breath rate will increase. So the way that you can offset that is to consciously slow down your breathing. You know, and so you want to inhale deeply, you know, through your nostrils from your diaphragm, you know, which is, for those who may not know, is around your belly area. And you hold it, then you exhale slowly through your mouth. And you do that just repetitiously, you know, and you start at a certain pace, and you're going to slow that down gradually. And you'll notice that your energy level will come down. You start to feel more of a sense of calm, you know, and you'll be able to relax enough to go to sleep properly. Another thing that you may want to look at, too, which is a bad habit with a lot of us, is if you have any type of electronic devices that are inside of your room, you may either want to remove them, or you may want to make sure that they're shut off. So that those frequencies don't disturb you while you're trying to relax.
Yes, because I live in a very small, I have like a, I think it's called a studio flat in America, I'm not too sure, but everything's in one room. So I've got the TV, computer, and my mobile in the same room that I sleep, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I should cover them, shouldn't I? Maybe.
Well, you can cover them, or you can get a clear quartz crystal, and you can put the clear quartz crystal on there and set up an energy grid in your room to sort of kind of block a lot of those frequencies. But the main thing is to cut them completely off,
not
on standby, you know, cut them completely off. And even in some cases, you may want to unplug it. You know, that those frequency waves, you know, sometimes we think if we just put something on standby, or even if we cut it off, if it's still plugged in, there's still energy being generated.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. And police sirens are really irritating me. Why is that?
They irritate everybody. What are you talking about? I don't know nobody who likes that. Who likes that?
No, but seriously.
No, I know nobody likes them, but at the moment they really yeah. agitate me. So whenever I hear them, I keep saying So I don't know whether there is a but there is a reason why it's more irritating than normal to me.
Well,
anyway,
you can think.
I've taken it up.
Yeah, well, think of it this way. It's a warning sign. And if it is irritating you to the point where you have to do something to block it out, then you got to know that you got some things in your life that's warning you that you don't want to pay attention to. Works just like the smoke detector. Only you're getting a universal sign that's outside of your house. You know, so look at that, the sign. I don't want you to get too neurotic with this. Start thinking every time you hear it, you know, it's something connected with you. But if it's impacting you on the level where you have to do something to really kind of move it out of your way, that's a great time for you to check in. See, this is all about coming back to you. And it's about not that siren. Because that siren is going to help someone. So at the end of the day, that siren is saving somebody. You understand? I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned about the siren that is impacting you that you're doing nothing about. So start taking a look at yourself and really seeing what's going on with you, because that's a, you know, that's how we work. That's how our minds work. I remember one time when I purchased the car, and I thought I was the only one in my whole neighborhood. How crazy is that, right? That had this car. As soon as I drove it off the lot and drove it home, I seen 12 of the same damn car, same color, same make, same model.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, because my awareness had been raised. I just wasn't paying attention to it. Them cars always existed. They were always there. The awareness wasn't there. So you have to trust yourself that when something is getting to you to that point, not looking outside of yourself, but start to look inside and ask yourself that impeccable question. Why? What is going on with me that this siren is bothering me that much? What is it that I'm not going to take care of? What it is in my life that I'm not in a state of an emergency about that maybe I need to be? Is it that I need to be in a state of emergency to go sit my ass down? Is that it? Maybe I need to be in a state of emergency and go to sleep and get proper rest, because nothing will throw your emotion off more than energy level. If you have no energy, you can't do any of these things that Dr. Yu and myself is telling you, because you ain't going to have the energy to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, just start to look at things in your life that way, you know, like what is it that I'm not focusing on with me? A lot of times we want to make all this stuff about everybody else. But in fact, it really comes back to us. All of it does. Absolutely everything. So the next time something is irritating you, take a look at yourself. Next time you see a beautiful flower and you can see that reflection, also take a look at yourself, because you have to stay balanced. It's not about always trying to fix what we think is wrong. You understand? But it is about raising our level of awareness and recognizing that all is truly one.
All is truly one. So you reckon it's to do with me needing to go inside and more and myself. Sorry.
But go inside the right way. Don't go inside thinking everything is about you, but recognizing that everything is connected. You understand? But
so
this
I don't understand that. So I didn't understand that. What do you mean again?
What
like,
I'm saying,
not inside.
Hold on a second. Sometimes we can go so far inside of ourselves that leads to depression when everything is me, 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 me. So this is what I'm saying to you. Don't start thinking that just because you hear an ambulance that somehow that got to impact you, unless there's something you're not paying attention to. Because there's so many things that we've said here tonight that you don't get.
Yeah.
That is about you. And you got to ask yourself, why ain't I getting the shit about me, but haters and the damn alarm is bothering me? Yeah, just real talk. You know what I mean? Just real talk. It's just real talk.
Yeah.
So just kind of be in that place with yourself and, you know, love on yourself some and don't take yourself so serious. Have fun. You know, have fun. Have fun. All
I
right.
do have fun. I don't take myself seriously, I don't think.
Thank you, lovely.
Bye.
Dr. Yu, you still with me?
Absolutely.
Well, we have 3 minutes left to go in the forum, and I can't tell you how many people are still on the phone lines, but one of the things I want to say to you guys is that Dr. Yu is going to be in Self-Invested tomorrow, so we're not gonna wear our welcome out with him.
I know y'all extended family.
Oh, well, beautiful, beautiful. We definitely, but I do want to tell you guys, Self-Invested, Dr. Yu is going to be there tomorrow. We're going to be talking about holistic help, using herbs, 101, and all kind of cool stuff. But I want you to kind of give us some closing words. You covered a lot of stuff here tonight that is definitely helping so many people here. And just kind of give us some closing words here as we get ready to close out for everybody.
Well, I think one of the most important things that has been brought up throughout this conversation is just to make sure to keep personal responsibility as a priority and not to really take the focus outside of yourself, you know, but always look at yourself, what it is that you can do first, dealing with staying in the present, you know, not holding on to things from the past that don't serve you, not worrying about things in the future that's not going to serve you neither, you know, but just about what can you do presently to create the best outcome for yourself, because we are all creators at the end of the day. We are all having the ability to direct our own path, you know, and so we want to make sure that we are directing our own path in the proper way through all the different components of holistic wellness, you know, through spiritual aspect, through the mental aspect, you know, what we think, how we view things, our cultural aspect, you know, through the physical aspect, the foods that we eat, our activities, what we involve ourselves in, and through our environment, what we surround ourselves with, making sure that we stay with nature. You know, so many different components, the sunlight, the fresh air, the water, all of those different elements are very, very important for us to maintain proper emotional well-being. Just looking at all of those different things and making sure to keep that focus with yourself so that you can help others in turn.
Beautiful. Well, it's always a joy to have you on. I love you so much. Thank you so much for everything that you do and everything that give. Well, you guys, you know where to go, www.u360.com. And much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to all of you guys. Download, download, download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it and leave a comment. Go over to Facebook, iTunes, Twitter. See you guys on Sunday night. Much love to you guys. Guys, we're going to get ready to get out of here. All right. Peace and love.
Peace, love, and blessings.